in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 5156, dated the 23rd day of Shvat, Tovshin Yizayim, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So, there was a group of people that came to the Rebbe, I guess, for Yud Shvat, and the Rebbe says, I just received, They wrote the letter to the Rebbe on the 5th of Shvat. So they had returned from visiting the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says that it's a shame, it's a chaval, that they didn't utilize the traveling days that they were traveling to accomplish more in Yiddishkeit in general and Hasidus especially. Which means, I'm not sure where the Rebbe wanted maybe they stopped by different places, so maybe they, you know, in the olden days they didn't always just fly directly, or did, you know, but the Rebbe says, you don't cry over the past. You know, you didn't do it. Although I'm very surprised of the lack of activities necessary in the above. But the Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that at least in the Holy Land you will utilize all the possibilities as necessary. So the Rebbe says, your travel to here was involved with many difficulties. There was a lot of obstacles, there was problems, so you made it here. These were two people that came to the Rebbe, but the Rebbe says, so it's obvious that the benefit from this should be not just two people, let it be whoever they are, but it should be a greater people, so you should utilize the trip to the Rebbe to go ahead and spread Yiddishkeit and Chassidus. And the Rebbe says, the more you do it, the more it's more praiseworthy you are. I think that what the Rebbe maybe means, you know, sometimes they come as representative, let's say from Israel. In those days, as the Rebbe points out now, not everybody has the opportunity to travel by themselves. So basically, when you have a few people who are able to travel to the Rebbe, so maybe before they traveled, they should have utilized it and made some big farbrengens or had people make good decisions and to strengthen Yiddishkeit and Chassidus. The Rebbe says, and minimally, now that you got back over there, because more than just two people that actually came should benefit from the fact that you traveled, that it was not such an easy trip. It was involved, would have been really involved, and you made it here. So the benefit should be for a greater number of people. And the Rebbe says, for sure, when you will reflect in the above on your own, truthfully, just consider this in a truthful way, for sure you will find many ways, many paths, not only in this case, but also your influence in the Moisad, in the institution in which you serve. You have your holy work, they serve in the... But to utilize it also in a wider way. And like the Tzir Agudas Chabad, like the young of Agudas Chabad, to go ahead and spread it out. May the blessed Hashem succeed you to give good news in all the above with the blessing in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. So the Rebbe is kind of saying that they missed an opportunity. They missed an opportunity to actually spread Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe doesn't want it to be limited just to the people over there. That they went, these two people, wants them to utilize every trip, everything you do, it should be a more impactful. As the Rebbe says, not so many people have the opportunity even to travel to the Rebbe. It's difficulty. Their own trip was not easy. So the Rebbe says that should be utilized for the benefit of as many people as possible. So the Rebbe says, before you went there, you should have, but that's the past. But at least now, go ahead, reflect, and on your own. And the Rebbe says, you will see you'll see that if you look for ways, you'll actually be successful. So you got to just look for the ways to do it, and you will succeed. So Rebbe wants everybody to do a little more, and not just to be satisfied. It's the Rebbe's whole look at things. Expand more, bigger, better.